The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
All right, hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason. Thanks for joining Julie and I for episode 16 of the Making It Matter podcast series, Football and Cystic Fibrosis.
Hi, everyone. Making It Matter is a weekly podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julia, our guest, and I all have cystic fibrosis, we're remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the Digital Credit Union. So big thanks to those sponsors for always supporting the Boomer Esiason Foundation in our educational programs. Today, we're going to do our monthly Making It Matter, where we invite a guest on. Today is Matt Mitchell. Matt's 19. He's attending Phoenix Community College, and he's actually playing college football all while he's got cystic fibrosis. Matt made national headlines a couple of years ago while he was playing high school football in Arizona, and I'll let him tell more about himself here, and we'll get right into it. So, Matt, why don't you say hi to our audience and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Mitchell. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was actually diagnosed with cystic fibrosis basically from birth because I had an intestinal blockage with the mucus and everything. And that's where, from there on, my parents had the test done, and turned out I did have cystic fibrosis. I've been living with it ever since, and I've actually used it to kind of help motivate me with football and kind of progress my life the way it's gone.
Well, it's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on to the podcast. We definitely appreciate it. So let's get right into it here now. Matt, when did you first start getting involved in sports and athletics?
I think it actually started when I was really young. My dad just let me play outside all the time, kind of in our backyard. I was either playing basketball or throwing a ball around. It was actually usually baseball and basketball to start with. Never really had a huge interest in football to begin with, which is kind of different for me. But I actually even did swimming and surfing when I was younger too. So that actually, I feel like helped with my lung function. So I mean, all around, ever since I was little, I've been doing sports and I've kind of loved it.
Yeah, I was definitely the same way growing up. I my parents threw me right on the ice playing ice hockey when I was like 5-6 years old. As much of a disaster as that was at that age, learning how to skate. Then I played a little baseball and stuff like that. But when did you realize that sports were really becoming a benefit to your health?
I mean, I almost didn't realize it when I was younger, just because I was a kid out playing. You know, I really didn't factor it into CF because I didn't really understand the full, the full aspect of CF and how it affects me. So when I was doing that, I knew I had to do my treatments and my breathing treatments and everything, but sports was almost just like something I did like a normal kid. And not until I got older and started to really understand what CF is and how sports will benefit me with CF, did I really kind of understand like, oh, well, like this is an important thing for me to do in my life or to stay active, really, to keep me healthy.
Awesome. Now, why did you go to football? Obviously, football and cystic fibrosis don't really go hand in hand. I played football in high school, and I definitely recognize there were definitely times when I struggled. I had difficulty keeping up with my teammates, and obviously my weight was a big issue playing football. I remember looking back and feeling like there were times when I was just so severely underweight compared to the rest of my teammates, and I was just taking a pounding.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange the way it happened for me was, I mean, I don't know if it was like this for you guys, but I mean, my parents would literally sit me down at the table and until I was done eating, I was not able to get up. You know, it was, you have to finish the meals, you have to get those calories in, pump them in. And, what was kind of strange was once I hit, like 10, 11 years old, it became kind of less frustrating for my parents. And I started kind of really wanting to eat and pumping those calories. And, what happened was I started continuously taking in the calories, doing my protein shakes in the morning. And I started to put on a little bit more weight. And then I combined that with beginning to lift my freshman year. And as I kept putting in the calories and putting in the time kind of in the weight room, I started to put on a lot more weight. And I realized I was able to kind of compete with my teammates a little bit more. And then I began to add in sprints and conditioning and everything. And it's kind of strange because I would have expected it to affect me a little bit more. But kind of the way things turned out, it didn't really affect me as much as I expected originally.
Well, speaking of your teammates and conditioning and sprints and everything, how open were you with your cystic fibrosis with your teammates? And did that ever come up just in practice even naturally?
That's also kind of a strange aspect too, because mostly my close friends knew about my cystic fibrosis. Mm-hmm. And I would cough kind of after conditioning and everything because you get the lungs burning, you get them really working. And that was actually really healthy for me. Some people would just think I had a cold or something in the beginning of the season. But it actually didn't really hold me back too much breathing-wise, which was kind of at a surprise to my parents too, is I could do the conditioning. I could almost lead the conditioning and be kind of in the front with the rest of my guys and not really show that the CF was affecting me at all. So that kind of came as a surprise to both me and my parents.
Well, perhaps CF was a motivating factor to lead the conditioning.
I mean, it definitely pushed me.
I can only imagine what that was like. You know, I look back on those football conditioning days and God, I hated them.
Me too.
Yeah. You're a football career, Julia. Going back to the nutrition thing, you know, Julia and I often talk about nutrition on here, and how important that really is for people with cystic fibrosis. In a lot of ways, we sort of think that it's overlooked because it isn't, but it's such a major part of care with CF, and really keeping your body in tune with your goals and making sure that you're giving yourself as much opportunity to be successful as possible.
Yeah, I think that's a huge aspect, especially from kind of the calorie intake standpoint. I mean, I even watched your guys' video on nutrition and everything like that. And it was the common theme of we have to kind of pump those calories in. And I think that's kind of a big message to kind of the communities. Like, it starts at that young age, especially from a parent's standpoint. It's difficult getting your kid to eat in the first place, but getting them to eat with cystic fibrosis when they don't really want to eat is an extra added difficulty. Mm-hmm. But I think kind of if you push through that as a parent and as a kid, you can really develop and kind of have that healthy life you're looking for.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Now, I think can you give us an example of what you might eat, on an average day, an average day in season?
Usually it'd start out with a protein shake. It sounds weird, but it's really effective. Is actually half and half. You pour the half and half in there, and it adds so many more calories along with the protein. I'll drink that plus about 4 eggs and oatmeal. Mm-hmm. To kind of start off. And then as we progress through the day, I'll have snacks in between my lunches. Lunches will consist of kind of a lot of chicken, a lot of rice, vegetables, and then another protein shake. And kind of that kind of continues throughout the day with, like, I'll eat a lot of protein, a lot of carbs, and a lot of vegetables throughout the day with continuous meals. But the thing I really like to incorporate a lot is those protein shakes, because that's a big calorie boost for me. And then along with drinking either Powerade or Gatorade, even that has a lot of calories in it too. To kind of add to my diet as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're definitely bringing in a ton, which is really, really, really impressive. So let's go back now to football here. Tell us about the high school days. You obviously made national news a few years ago. What was that like?
It was kind of interesting because I wasn't really thinking of coming out with the story right away. But it kind of hit a point in my junior year where I finally started to have a lot of success on the field, and I felt like I could come out with a story and it not purely just to be about CF and, oh, he's playing football with CF, but I'm having a lot of success on the field with CF, and kind of I could demonstrate that if you take care of your stuff that you can really be successful on the playing field and really kind of enjoy playing with your friends and everything like that. So that was something I really wanted to establish. So once I kind of had the success junior year, that story came out and it blew up a lot more than I thought it would even. And kind of reached out to a lot more people. And I mean, it had a great reception. I didn't really even expect it though, you know?
And, I love the way you said that, that you wanted success on the field first so that you weren't just a good player with CF. You were a good player who just happened to have CF. Like, I love that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was just a huge factor for me just because I really wanted to establish myself as, hey, this kid can really play football. We're not just putting him in the news because he has CF. We're putting him in the news because he's successful on the field and he can use his CF to kind of help others, be inspired to kind of live their full lives that they want to live. And it ended up blowing up. And I mean, the reception I got from it was really great. I mean, I even got a sign from a CF patient after my junior year playoffs we lost. But I got the sign from a girl named Sydney who was 16. And she said I was an inspiration. That's something I did not expect at all. I mean, to get it from a CF patient. And she, of course, she couldn't come up and interact with me, but her friend took the sign and brought it to me. After the game, and I think that was a huge impact on me and a huge moment for me to realize I do really have an impact with this.
Oh yeah, you definitely do, and you definitely have a platform to make a difference and hopefully inspire the younger generations of people with cystic fibrosis and even the older generations. I mean, you know, I think certainly people who are older with cystic fibrosis like to look at, you know, any other person going through the disease. We all recognize what it takes and the hard work that goes into it. I mean, you're talking about yourself, how much you're trying to, take in and as far as calories, nutrition, just to give yourself the chance to compete on a normal level with everyone else.
Yeah. Because, kind of as the community grows, we get, go ahead.
Oh no, you go ahead.
Yeah, I think we just get tips from each other. I mean, even watching your guys' videos, I got a lot of tips, for myself. And I think, it's kind of important for more people to come out and kind of talk about their experiences because I think we can all kind of learn something from each other.
Yeah. Speaking of, we talked about college transition quite a bit. How was that for you? And especially since you did make national headlines, I don't know if when you got to college people knew or tell us a little bit more about that. And then also just the transition is overwhelming as a teen anyway, but then add on CF and it's quite overwhelming. So talk about that.
I think it's actually really interesting because, I mean, even as you guys were talking before, with adult care too, is I'm at the position where I'm thinking of switching over to adult care and making that decision with my CF team and everything like that. But then also kind of the school aspect of it. My dad and my parents have really put more responsibility on me to take care of my treatments and my pills and take care of my nutrition as well. So I've kind of felt that added responsibility along with working my way into college. And I think I'm really happy about it, even though it's kind of stressful for me because I was going to have to make the college transition no matter what. And kind of them helping me to really make that transition with CF as well is huge because I know they're there to help me out whenever I need it. But they are really pushing me to really take responsibility and take care of it myself now. And that's kind of been a huge focus for me, kind of balancing school adjustment to football adjustment to even the CF adjustment. And this semester, now that I'm coming towards the end of it, I feel like I've kind of got more of a grip on it. But in the beginning, it was kind of hard to figure out and balance.
Well, yeah, that's a lot on your plate.
That's totally normal. Believe me, everyone feels that way their first semester of college.
I mean, oh yeah.
So you're not alone there. But yeah, no, I think you're saying basically everything that Julie and I have been trying to advocate now for the better half of a year. It sounds like it's important to get your CF out there and make sure people are aware of it so they know how to treat you, they know how to respect you. And I think all these things that go along with caring for cystic fibrosis and prioritizing it in all the right ways are definitely things that you seem to be doing well. I have all the utmost confidence in you in your rest of your time in college, but beyond all of that, you're also playing college football. So that's another added layer to the college process that it's just a whole nother, you know, it's a whole other animal. So, you know, what has that been like? You know, how, you know, obviously college football and the hours that are required of it are so much different than high school athletics. So what has that been like?
It's been a little bit different. It's really kind of pushed my time management a little bit more. Yeah. I've still been able to take care of my pills and my meals and everything. It's just, I have to make sure like, all right, when I'm getting up in the morning, I'm getting this treatment in and I'm getting, my meals in and everything I need to. When I get back from practice, I get the treatment in, maybe I'll be in bed a little bit later, but I have to make sure I take care of those priorities first. And then even on the field, it's a little bit different. Because in this offseason, I'm going to be trying to put on a little bit more weight too, just because now I'm not playing with guys who are 18 and below. I'm playing with guys who are 19 to 24 years old in college. Yeah. And it's you're playing to get some grown men who have some serious strength out there. And it's kind of pushed me in all areas to really focus on my time management, focus on my priorities, and take care of the CF stuff first. Kind of as my number one priority, then it's grades, then it's football after that. Even though it takes a lot of my time outside of football is kind of focused in that order.
Yeah, no, I think you said it correctly, time management, especially when you get to college, because, you know, the days, our days in high school and really before that for our entire lives are so structured. You wake up, you do your treatments, you go to school, you know, you play your sports, you got to eat somewhere in the day, and then come home, do your homework, do treatments, go to sleep. And then all of a sudden in college, you have, you know, you might have two or three classes in a day. And then you still gotta, figure out how you're gonna, you know, what you're gonna do with the rest of your time, where you're gonna, when you're gonna go to practice, when you're gonna eat, when you're gonna get work out, when you're gonna do your treatments. You know, it's all of a sudden it, you know, I think the time management aspect of college is something that is not really talked about until you actually get there. And that's something that's, you know, it's, as you said yourself, it was probably a shock to you when you first got to college back in, you know, August, September.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was kind of tough at first just because you're right. It was kind of a real shock because that's the one part I feel like isn't talked about enough, really. Kind of even with your doctors sometimes, because you're like, okay, well, you're really going to have to manage your time and take care of these stuff and kind of and make it a priority to you. So it was a little bit of a shock to me, and it was kind of on myself to kind of take control of it and manage my time really well. I mean, sure, I would have liked to talk about it a little bit more before I entered it, but I think even having kind of the shock of it is almost helpful to me because it made me realize like where my priorities need to be and where I need to keep that going almost for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I failed miserably at time management my first semester to the point where I ended up in the hospital, but like it was, no one could have taught me that lesson but my failure.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, you know, you get there, you try to see a few things that work. Obviously, you're going to do things that don't work. And, you know, then you got to learn from your mistakes. So there's, you know, there's only so much preparing you can do when you go off to school. And then,
yeah.
And then eventually once you get there, it's like, what, you know, what am I doing here? You know?
Yeah.
It's almost like my parents dropped me off. Like, all right, good luck, Gunner.
Yeah. And I mean, there's only so much your parents can really even tell you that you kind of have to go experience yourself even. Is they could say, oh, it's going to be like this and that and this and that. And you just don't really know until you're in it and really have to take control of it. So I agree with that. Like, yeah, it's a shock. And our parents kind of drop us off and go, hey, like, this is time to figure it out. But I also think it's really helpful because there's only so many lessons you can learn from people telling you. You have to do it yourself.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, you have to hold yourself accountable at some point, right? So now we're sort of running out of time here, but I want to get back to football real quick. Because it's a huge part of your life, obviously a big part of my life. And Julie is a huge Eagles fan. So,
And I have a really good arm. So I've been told.
Nice.
There you go. So, now obviously, we've been advocating for people with cystic fibrosis to play football, well, to play sports in general. But what would you say to those people with cystic fibrosis that may want to play football?
I'd say kind of take it slow at first, because that's what I did when I was younger. I didn't jump into pads right away. I started off with flag football. My dad got me kind of adjusted to the sport, got me used to it. Then we put on the pads and kind of worked our way up. So I'd say people with CF trial the sports they want to at first to really find what they want to do, kind of with their time. I mean, if they want to do multiple sports, that's great too, because it keeps you active. But also understand kind of the work that you have to put in to be competitive in those sports. It's going to be a lot almost, it's going to be a lot more actually than people who are already trying to be competitive without CF. It's going to take a lot of time too to be competitive with CF and kind of take care of the stuff on the side, like getting your treatments done, putting the meals in to be able to put on weight and be competitive with your peers even. So I'd say anybody going into sports with CF or football with CF is kind of understand what you're going into and be prepared for it, but have fun with it while you're doing it as well, and make sure you try all the sports out before you shoot any down, because you may never know what you love until you try it.
Yeah, I 100% agree. You know, I played football 4 years varsity, 3 years varsity in high school, and then actually coached high school football for a couple of years after I graduated college. So, you know, I think that football, you know, there's so much negativity surrounding it, media these days with the injuries and all that stuff. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it really teaches everyone such a valuable lesson about life and accountability and responsibility and time management that it's that the positives of football are they so far outweigh any of the negatives that could possibly happen. You know, I think football is such a special game in the sense that it's one of those things where every single day you're held accountable for your actions. You know, whether you're in the practicing, you're in the gym, you're playing, you're in a game. You know, and at the same time you're putting yourself and your body on the line for your teammates. So there's really nothing else out there that builds bond and character quite like football. So I've been a huge advocate for years, and I'm so happy to finally hear someone else that had such a positive experience with cystic fibrosis playing football like I did.
Oh yeah. And I think even CF makes us a little bit more competitive too, because we're kind of competing with ourselves every day to you know, make ourselves better and really be on the top of our game of our lives. And I think when you kind of take it out to the athletic field, a lot of people kind of said I was really competitive out there. And I mean, I wasn't mean or anything. It was just I really was spirited and into the game. And I think that was just part of kind of how I live my daily life as well, is you have to really be kind of passionate about what you're doing and how you're living your life. So that carries over to football. That carries over to whatever sport you're really doing. So, I mean, in terms of CF and sports, I think they kind of work hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, it's like the self-discipline it takes to take care of yourself with CF feeds into the self-discipline for sports. It's like they feed each other. It's a good match.
Definitely.
All right, so Matt, thanks so much for joining us. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in for the 16th episode of Making It Matter. Remember, you can follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarSizen.com or JuliaRay.com. And now you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. And Julia loves to tell us everyone about her
Instagram.
Instagram that she made. So make sure you follow us. Matt, make sure you give us a follow on Instagram. And if you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always send us an email at gunnersblog@assiasten.org or Julia's email address, which is
JuliaRay@JuliaRay.com.
Or send either of us a message on Facebook. Matt, again, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. You're an inspiration to me and I know to all of our listeners. So thanks for everything you're doing to get CF out there and for making it matter.
Thank you very much.
So best of luck. This is Gunnar Sizen and Julia Ray signing off.